And now we open the discussion box. One second. Please. Can you respond? Paul. Father.
Just on that last point, a lot of cars, we buy a car now, a lot of them are actually but a lot of them say at the end of the improvement, before the four conditions, they say at the end, you've got to pay what they call a bubble fee. Now, I remember when you spoke about 5 years ago, this was harassed. How do you get around that? I know what I found. I said, no, I will pay another year. I'm not going to pay this, I will pay another year. But how is that one way of getting around it? What is that bubble fee?
Yeah, but that is only in the lease. That is in the lease. Not in the installment.
In the bank, for example, the bank says we will buy a car.
Buy.
Okay. So they take it out of the lease, they buy the car, and you agree a fixed price. The banks are saying now, they didn't say before, they're saying, you can pay like you always pay. But now we are dealing with the lease company, is you have to pay this at the end. So we are buying the car. It's down in our name, we're selling to you for fixed price every month you come out, all the conditions you pay, but they've added the condition of the lease now, which is at the end, you must pay 20,000, 30,000, 15,000. The banks are doing that now, they're doing everything.
But let's now take the whole vision. Now you come to the bank.
Yes.
You come to the bank, and you say, I want to buy this car. The bank says, okay, no problem. They check all your papers, everything. And then, do they set the price that they are going to sell with before even they buy the car? Okay. Do they obligate you anything before they buy the car? No. Before they go and buy the car. So they go and buy the car without taking any guarantees from you that you are going to buy.
You are going to pay a deposit and everything upon them buying the car.
And then they go and buy the car.
Yes. When you put down the payment, they're going to buy the car. Then you have to come up, that's right, pay whatever deposit you agree to pay.
Yeah.
The license and everything, you come in and pay that time when you know they're going to start that transaction. That's one way. There's another way where you have to put that money down first.
In other means, when the bank buys the car, are you now obligated to buy? Yeah, is it obligatory upon you to buy the car? And they already told you what price they are going to sell it to you, even before they buy it. This is haram. This is haram. This is one of the business that we said. بَيْعْ مَا لَا يَمْلِكْ. So they sell it already to you before they own it. They have first of all to own it and then discuss with you the price.
No bank does that.
No bank, I know. I know they don't. Except for one, which is the Rajhi. Yeah, because the Rajhi buys cars and he puts it in his showroom. Others, no, they don't. They are, what is the difference now between one who sells the thing and the one who is only money mediator, money supplier? The only difference is that he owns it before he sells. Otherwise, he's only a money supplier. No. It's in your name, isn't it? Take the cash
from you. We're discussing about the installment. Say, for example, you have 1 year left.
Now, one second. They take the car from you, if it is in your name, that is a different thing. If there is an agreement between you and them, if I don't pay, you can come and hold the car, it's okay, but they cannot sell it because it's in your name. They cannot sell it. Once it is registered in your name, they cannot sell it. No one can sell it.
So how do they get the money back if you just have the bank pay?
Well, they have some other guarantees. Like, for example, you make your salary...
Oh, sorry. Wait.
Wears garments or something like that. So you cannot, you cannot go away with it. And in the old days there was a good way to do, but I don't know why they stopped it and they changed. For example, I go to Nissan and I buy a car from them in the store. They stamp on the blue car, say it is marhoon. Marhoon means it's not owned by Nissan, but it is, and you cannot sell it except with the permission of Nissan until you finish the payment. They give you a letter to the traffic police to change it from marhoon to your own. It's from the beginning in your name. They cannot take it and sell it, but you as well, at the same time you cannot sell it. Now, sorry, that was before. Yeah, I had a meeting with a conference in the Hilton. Sheikh Abdullah bin Mani'a and some other sheikh who are involved in these things, and they made it very clear. They say we give fatwa, and this fatwa, bank so and so send us a question with all what they do, and then we give fatwa based upon what they describe. Now, whether they do it as they describe it or they do it other way, we don't know. And we cannot know in every case. It's impossible for them. It's impossible for one alim to know every transaction how they implement it. It means that he's going to be sleeping there. But this is the responsibility of the customer. Take the procedure and say, step one, show me where you do it. Step two. And some banks I know, like for example, Al-Rajhi, they have Sharia Council. They hire member of Tulab al-Ilm. They hire them. They don't have any other job. They pay them just to check these business transactions. Now goes according to the Sharia as per the fatwa of the ulama, or there is something wrong. And I hear that Al Jazeera Bank is doing the same thing, but I don't know the other banks. You work for Al Jazeera, Mabrur. They say Al Jazeera is doing. They say that Al Jazeera now is doing all Islamic, but I haven't really gone through it. You now must be the one we go back to. Fas'alu ala dhikr. Aya Abu Amir. This paying the end does not make it halal or haram. It is halal or haram in the in the other transaction which we said bay' at-ta'jir mutaib at-tamlik. They rent it, it's still in their name, and it's can rent it to you, and at the end of it they say, okay, now you pay 20,000, you can take the car. This one point why that transaction is haram, but not for it only, it is haram. And the normal installment business, even if you have an agreement that, okay, you pay me 1,000, but after 2 years you have to pay me 20,000, this does not make it haram. No, it does not make it haram.
End of the installment, say you have 4 years. You want to give the, rather than paying 1,000 riyal a month, you want to give the company 1 year payment. You have 1 year left, or you want to pay for the payment? go to the company, I want to give you full payment now. And the company says to you, I'll give you discount.
This is what we said.
No,
but this again. This is halal. This is not riba. Why? Because this money not a loan. This is a business. It is haram in the loan.
Haram in the loan.
In the loan. Because loan is money for money.
No, but you said in here, but let me go back. So when you buy a car and you mentioned it 1,000 riyal every month, because you paid early, they give you 200 riyal discount.
No, I didn't say that. I was speaking about the loan. The loan. Bay' al-diyun. Bay' al-diyun. Right here, say. Bay' al-diyun. But not this installment. The installment, no problem. An installment, because there is a profit in the installment. There is a profit.
So, yani, so if you give the installment earlier, before the finish of the time, they give you a discount, that's
fine. No problem. No problem. Okay, so is the wakil, and in the wakala is the king, because you are assigning him as the wakil. He is representing you now.
I'm representing him.
Or you representing him.
Right.
But yani, you are not the owner of the car.
No, I'm not the owner.
Yeah, you are going to represent him, and he is going to pay you your fees. Because yeah, that's okay. But if no fees, if just yani, you are a dealer, car dealer, and you say, okay, I want this certain year, brand, etc. And then you say, okay, خلاص, I'll give it 60,000 riyals. Yet you don't own it. You don't know if you are going to find it at this price. So this is not permissible. But as a representative, you are going to the state and say, please, it's difficult for me to go there and I want a car. I want a car with these kind of specifications, okay, and this price. Right? If you find it, buy it for me, and you can get, I'll give you 1,000, 5,000 riyal fees for you. That's no problem. They have to continue. They have to continue. Otherwise, they're going to be ended up in jail or somewhere. Or now, for example, if you get into, and some people get into riba loan, and they have to pay. If they don't pay, if they stop paying, their name is going to be put in this company called Sama or something. You cannot do exit, you cannot do license, you cannot do... Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Sealing. So you have to pay. What can you do? Here, if you feel sorry that you have gone through this haram thing, Allah will not punish you.
What do you think about it now? You've got a wife
Allah, you're right. And unfortunately, even, and not only in English, even, and as Dawood said, even in Arabic, almost all the masajid do not talk about this. They do not talk about this. which is this what concerns the people, not the politics. They speak about everything except what concerns the people. That's the problem. One second, please. One second. Abu Mufak, salamu alaykum. Hey, wallah, ni'am, alhamdulillah, kya khala. ما أدري لكن ما أظن أرد عليك شوي أنا في الدرس أرد عليك شوي أيوه That's a different thing. Yeah. Sahih. If they invest their money in something haram, then it's haram. Yeah, in the school?
Yeah, the school.
Yeah, what?
You make a contract with the school that you're going to pay 1,000 riyal per term. But if you're late on the first of that month, then you have to pay 10 riyal per child. Yeah.
No, this is. No, this is not halal. This is not halal. This is haram riba. Because what it is, it's not selling an installment now. Right? No, no. You already set up the price, you say 4,000 riyals a year per each child. For example, right? But you say, okay, I cannot pay them off now, I'll pay an installment. They say, okay, but if you don't pay on time, you are charged 100 riyals. Yeah, but this is haram. Because now, it's like they lend you some money. It's like lend you some money. Yeah. And this is haram. This is haram.
I've heard other things. They discourage you from not saying this as important. You pay everything else and the last thing I'll pay you.
Come on.
I was just doing the money thing. I wanted to take $1,000 back to the state. I took dollars. I didn't know I had to take real. I'm taking dollars. I thought I could take dollars.
Yeah.
I go to the place. They say, no. You have to convert this dollars. I don't know, $3,000.
Real.
Then you have to send it and change it back. In the process, I lost money. They charge me one price to convert it. And then they charge me another price to change it back. I'm like, how are you doing this? I'm sitting down. How are you going to charge me this money? You take a dollar from me. First, I don't know why you need to like this. You take a dollar from me, and you take it at this rate, then you sell it back and get a dollar away. And then you want to sit on band and charge me. How are you doing like this?
That's what I said, because when I went to the bank, they said they did the same thing with me.
Yeah, how is that
they say this is the law, but this is not halal. This is not halal. They say this is the law, but this is haram.
Because I'm sending dollars, I'm giving you dollars, you want to charge me, change dollars for VL, yeah? And
I'm
back and get a higher price, then turn it off, then charge me a fee.
I have have like, let's say, equivalent in the UK. Do you have to be out here? And if they have to be out here, so they say, okay, I'm going to transfer for my service to your country. Apple doesn't break. No one's making money. And this I found the safest way, transferring to Ukraine.
Yeah.
Because I thought when you're transferring from school to here, you'll get a phone from a bank for you in the UK and here. So, but when you transfer to Ukraine, you've got that money in America or in the UK, and you're just getting the real quick check every day.
This is safest in losing money, but not safest in a way of, as you said, the money thing. Some of the ulama said two conditions, but the others say only one condition. We cannot drop the both conditions. We cannot drop the both conditions. The one condition is hand to hand, physically hand to hand, not يعني, theoretically like electronic, you know, physically hand to hand. And the other condition is to be same amount. Some of the ulama say even if the currencies are different, pounds and dollars, still to be the same. But as I said, the proper opinion is that says no, it does not necessarily to be so, because it is considered like gold and silver when you exchange them. The important thing is to be in the same time, hand to hand. When we say same time, it does not mean the time, but it means physically hand to hand. So if you bounds are in the UK and his real is in here, and we do this electronically, this is not hand to hand. It got to be hand to hand. Yes, we know that even with the bank it's not hand, and that's why we say the bank is not doing it halal as
well. They start now. We don't want to take money for the bank. I'm going to do that transaction like that.
Sure. What sure, in the Sharia of Islam, what is the fiqh? What is the definition of the fiqh? The fiqh is not to know the halal and haram. The fiqh is to know The two halals, to know which is the best, and you take it. The two harams, and you know which is the lowest haram, and you go for it, if necessary. Right, this is the fiqh. Because to know halal and haram, everyone can know. But the fiqh is to go beyond that. Now, we say these are the conditions of the Sharia. There is no any possible way to do it today. Then you go to the lowest haram, which might be what you say. The lowest haram, which what you say now. But it does not mean that this is the way it adheres the Sharia. No. The Sharia way, maybe today, people are making it so difficult to implement. Right? Then you go to the at least. Yeah. So in this case, I would say this would be the best. So the easiest way is to go through the electronic.
Exactly.
Then
you're right, very difficult about it. We've done it. some money, and we can stop even though we reach out to Arabia, we might say, hold on, we'll be comfortable. How much money do you have at this point? I have this amount, what do you have in the bank? What do you do? So there's a question, and it's not only the financial thing now, because we're expats, there's a lot of pressure security, right?
I don't understand. As I told you, there are many different opinions. Some of them say, no, it must be hand to hand. I wanted to examine this when I heard one of the shiur said that it must to be hand to hand the same amount. So I went to the bank and I said, okay, look, I want to change this rials to Indonesian rupees. They changed it, Indonesian rupees. I want to send to Indonesia. So I said, okay, give me this Indonesian rupees. Then I went to the next window and I said, Akhi, I want to send this to Indonesia, to this name. He looked at me and he laughed. He said, you can't do it this way. You have to change it now to rials, and then you pay it to us in rials, and then we just on paper to rupees there, or dollars, or whatsoever. I said, how come you do that? As he said, I lost here, I lost here. And at the end, I did not do what I want. At the end, they did what they want. So, some of the ulama say, no, it has to be like this. But when I went to the field, I found it's impossible. No one is doing it. I asked why, they said, this is the law here. And I asked, really, is it only here? Because I was surprised. They said, no, it's all the world. It's like that. He's more strict. And this was way, way before Irhab and this law. But still, Allah Musta. We'll take this first because he's involved in these things. Ijara is tamlik, tamalluk. Somewhere they call it tamalluk, tamlik, iqtina. No, it is not, because as we said, the hadith is clear. Now, the setting of business ends and finishes people separate without knowing, is it ijara or iqtina? They say here ta'jir bil-wa'd, bil-wa'd al-tamalluk, with an option or a promise to honor.
Not a promise, okay, you can leave this. At the end of 5 years, if you want to buy it, you can buy it. If you buy it, it will be a big problem.
Okay. When you come to look to it, you find two things. First of all, the company which is doing this is not a company that renting cars, for example. It is not a company that rents cars. There are many companies renting cars, okay? This is not one of them. This is a company which sells cars, first. Second, when you go to the companies that rent cars, you find that the price is... Here you are paying $1,500 a month, but there you're paying $3,000, because each day $100, right? Huh? So when you come to see, you see, there is something, there is a trick. It cannot be like that, you know? So, at the end, it goes back to the same thing, but they are trying to change the understanding of the appearance image of it, but not the core, the real reality of it.
One more question that you want to start by talking about your last week's when you talk about the Haram animals, you mentioned dogs. Are there conditions of this?
Condition for what? Selling them?
No, selling them.
No, there is no condition, no exception.
You're saying a blind person can't buy a doll, a canine doll, or a person who's running, pulls out and moves the doll to the pocket seat, or
that is okay.
You can't sell or buy out.
Okay, good.
There
may
be people who sell dogs
no.
for money, dogs for horses, dogs
no.
for
canine. Why would it be there are two things in this issue. One is halal, one is haram. Halal is to own the dog and use it for certain purposes. Like or sheep, or guarding, or guiding, as you said, some blind, they may use dogs to guide them too. These are halal purposes to own the dog. Halal purposes to own the dog, right? In this halal purposes to own the dog, we need to understand one thing also, one thing, that who is permitted to own the dog for these permissible reasons, he is not allowed to have it inside the house, right? So it's although permissible, but there is something not permissible related to it, which is entering it into the house, because this will stop the angels from entering this house, the angels of mercy and protection. Now, the other thing about owning the or about dogs. He said, owning dogs will be permissible only for this reason. Other than these reasons, one cannot own the dog. The other thing related to it is selling dogs. Selling dogs is different issue. Selling dogs, sitting it as a business, this is not allowed. Not allowed.
How does a blind person want to give a canine dog? If you can't train it, somebody's got to
now that's a different thing now. Now that's a different thing. That's a different thing. Training the dogs and taking fees for training them, this is permissible. This is permissible. Because you are not selling dogs, you are training dogs. You are training dogs. Huh? Okay.
Nobody's going to give you
But let's take it the other way now. Let's take it the other way. At the time when Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, "Thaman al-kalbi wa halwan al-baghi haram." At that time when he said this hadith, did he say it for a purpose or for no purpose? For a purpose. At that time there were people who needed to own dogs. Right? There were people who used to sell dogs. There were people who used to let dogs into their house. And the Prophet ﷺ clarified for three. He did not leave nothing for us to say. He said, owning only for these purposes. People used to own for other than these purposes. Used to own for other than these purposes. Like today, just beauty, just the, it's a hobby. They used to do the same thing. So he said, no, this is haram. To own, to have the dog, to own it, must be for these purposes. Now, at that time, where from these people give the dogs? They either get them from them, right? Or buy them. Am I right? Now, today, you either get them from the street and train them, or you buy them. Same thing. At his time said, his father said, selling them is haram.
Buying them is not.
Buying them is not.
Okay.
Right. You buy this from مثلا, a kafir, the kuffar sells them. Yeah. No. We don't mean no, but he's kafir. He's kafir. But you need the dog. You buy it from him, no problem. But for a Muslim to set up a business and dogs and sell and dogs, no, that's haram. Yeah. And then, the one who is allowed to have it for sheep or hunting or like that, for this purpose it's allowed. But it is not allowed for him to take it inside the house. So these three things were at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he clarified it, and nothing more than it today to need for ijtihad. Nothing more. Because the same reason, the same three points are available today, which were available at the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he gave the ruling on them, on these three things. See, again, now we have some, in the Sharia, we have some exceptions. We have some exceptions. Yani, this is one of the exceptions. Owning the dog is one of the exceptions. The dog originally is an animal that haram to own, haram to harm, and its liver is impure, and whatever. Again, although these three or four people allowed to own the dog, this does not make them exempted from the ruling of the Shariah and the ruling of entering the dog inside the house. But the blind, because he cannot leave the dog outside and come into the house, right? Because when he, even in the house, he needs the dog to guide him. So this one is exempted. And the Sharia does not ask you for more than what you are able to. And this is his ability. This is his ability. So it is allowed, exempted. But if this blind, if this blind person is living with a family, there are people in the house who can guide him to the room, to the dining room, to whatever. What's what he needs to do inside the house? But if he's living by his own, he's an old man, blind, doesn't have anybody in the house, so how come he, first of all, when he come out of the door, he would not maybe know where's the dog now. He cannot see him. Right? Now, when the dog is with him, so at least he knows where's the dog, and he takes him to his bedroom, and yani, make him yani, tied to the bed or what. So whenever he awakes, he can just pull the robe and go with it. You know, this is an exemption, but not all the cases. No. Bay al salam. No. Okay. See. Bay al salam. The Prophet ﷺ said, "من أسلم فليسلم في وزن معلوم ووقت معلوم." So when you make salam, you have to be, you have to determine the way of it and the time of it, and the time of it. And that's from Rasulullah ﷺ. No need for any ijtihad now. He said it clearly, so we have to take it as it. It must be determined. Wallahu a'lam. Na'am.
Going back to the question about the hopeless condition, I remember there was one book by Salah. And he mentioned something about the hopeless person, and that normally to make it halal, it's actually whatever you came from that year, and you get a big hospital, like a car, very cheap. So if you pay, let's say, $1,000 for the whole year, let's say you have no accidents whatsoever, you may be paying an amount for the clean administration fee. What's left? You say the next year will be $1,200 very cheap. Then they will take it from the next year. Whether you want to take it back,
so I had this is what you said, yeah, that's the one, that's what fixes it. Now again, in regard to the insurance, Shaykh Ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala was asked about the medical insurance. A man from the STC, the Saudi Telephone Company, said in a fatwa, it is written in his book, and he said that the company offered insurance, medical insurance to the employees, right? the company takes only a small amount from their salaries, and the company pays the remaining, which is the bigger amount, greater amount. Would this be permissible? The Shaykh said clearly, it is not permissible. And whatever money taken from you, you just seek the reward for it from Allah Ta'ala. You do not get involved in it. By the meaning, you do not use this insurance. Similar fatwa is given recently when Sheikh Abdul Aziz al-Sheikh was asked about the driver license insurance here in Saudi. And he said that if they do not issue the license except by paying the insurance, then you are now you're forced to, necessity. You pay and you seek the reward from Allah. It's not going to be lost. Allah will reward you. But don't go and benefit from it. Some people say, no, I just benefit just the amount of what I pay. It is okay if it goes to that limit, but believe me, it's not. It's not going to go to that limit. The shaitan will come, you know, and makes it beautiful and makes it sweet, you know. So, that's why we say, as Allah Ta'ala said in Surah Al-Talaq, in the end of Surah Al-Talaq, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. If he is Allah, Allah will find him a way and will sustain him from where he doesn't even know. Because it is as you said, commercial insurance. It's not cooperative insurance.
On the medical insurance, my company, my employees and doctors, they cannot join or come into my company, which would be obliging, they have to have a mutual. That's one thing. Second thing, now since last year, you cannot have your karma renewed without medical insurance.
Insurance. Is it a clear haram to everyone or it's doubtful? Some people say haram, some people say no. Some ulama say it is halal. No. Some ulama say, believe me. Some ulama. Exactly, yeah, but I mean, not all the ulama say it is haram. Some ulama still say, no, but for this, for that. Okay, now. The khamr. Is it clear haram? All the ulama say haram. I don't know any alim say khamr is halal. I don't know any alim say khamr is haram, be halal. Because the Quran says khamr is haram. Insurance, the Quran doesn't say haram. The insurance comes from many different perspectives that made the hukum. It's not one point that makes the hukum. That's why the ulama need, and as they remember, for example, the lease or the tamalluk, what he said is, Sheikh bin Baz and Sheikh Uthaymeen remained for around 2.5 to 3 years saying, we don't know, and they assigned a team from economists, Islamic, and many different specialists to study it. Until they came up with the hukum. The khamr is clearly haram. In the Sharia, it is well known that if you are about to die and there is nothing to drink except khamr, you can't drink. Right? So, now if there is a necessity, you can take no problem. But, I have a headache. I want to go see a doctor. I have a business, I have insurance card. It's only 50 riyals, 100 riyals. Just pay it and Allah Ta'ala will give you more than it. And maybe this headache because of just problem in the stomach, which goes very simply, maybe it is cancer. So if you fear Allah, Allah will protect you from cancer. If you fear Allah, Allah will protect you from the thing. But if you don't care and you just go and use this, I always say, what is the benefit for me to be in a 5-star hospital when I am 2L? What is the benefit for me? What did I get now? What in the hospital, your business is stopped. Your family are away from you. You are like a prisoner for some time. And yes, at the time of visit, you can see one, two of your friends, family members, but you are like a prisoner now. So what is the benefit? Many people say, Akhi, without the insurance, we will only go to the public hospitals. Long line of people, and dirty place, and this, but there you go to, wow, wonderful, this hospital, 5-star, 4-star hospital. What is the benefit? You are sick. You are ill. You are not a king there. You are not. You know? So at the end, you are a loser. You are losing. So if you fear Allah, Allah will find you a way and will protect you. But if it is a necessity, as you said, someone has a cancer. And suddenly that he found he has a cancer. And he was forced to get this insurance. Now it is with him. Go and use it. But for everything, they take for toothache, okay, insurance. This is something not really good. No.
You know the company I live on is a car, it's a car, I don't pay anything. I know that.
That's a different thing. The car is owned by the company.
The car is owned by the company.
You are only using the car.
Ah,
that's a different thing. No, that's a different thing. Totally different thing. You have no problem with that. You drive it, once something happens, you come over it, get a taxi, they come and collect the car and do the insurance and repair it. Yeah. And it is not in your name.
No. Right?
Until now, I don't know. I don't know. Company, company? Allah, there is a big question mark about them. Big question mark about them. And unfortunately today, I'm wondering, even this fatwa, although I said that the fatwa was given for the procedure, shown and they corrected on them and they said this way is halal. But these shiur who are giving this fatwa to these banks, they don't even consider what the bank is. Some banks are clearly, if you ask any common person, what do you say about this bank? You give him the name. It cannot be Islamic. Because the name is not Islamic. And they just run with special fatwa. Something silly, really. Now it makes a lot of doubts that some of these shiur are maybe paid. Allah, I don't know. Thank you. They should. See Sheikh bin Baz. Sheikh bin Baz, رحمه الله. When he gave fatwa about Ta'min Ta'awuni, somebody asked him about Ta'min Ta'awuni and he said fatwa is halal. Some years later he found, and someone told him that your fatwa is hung on these companies of insurance. He gave a fatwa and said, no, this fatwa is not for them. This fatwa is only for what is being done in the village, for example, here in Saudi Arabia. They have the villages, you know, they do like that. This is okay, but this is not for them. These people are only tijari, business, you know. So, but, yani, this ulama, or this shiuch, some of them are not really ulama, but, yani, they are PhDs, and, you know. And afwan, some of them have PhDs on Islamic economy from the States, and Islamic economy from UK, or I don't know how. And they come and give fatwa to these very serious things, you know. But, huh? Sheikh who?
One more question. Some years ago, I was living in Germany, and I went into an Islamic restaurant, and they were serving meals. And I asked them, and I was serving meals, and discussed with them, and they said, I'm going to give them a fat one there, so who can give them a fat one? And it's just the Germans, that's the previous years, they served at McDonald's, Burger King, everybody can drink it, they drink it at age 16.
I don't see why this is considered. This reminds me of the joke. They said that one very religious man, and he's very strict with his children. Smoking, this very, very tough for everything. Yeah? Suddenly he saw his son drinking khamr. He came to him and said, son, you drinking khamr? He said, no, father, there is ruqya on it. Someone did ruqya on it. So, why did you say that? Ruqya on the khamr, so he tried to call.
I'm 100% agreeing on that, but I say this is part of the trial that Allah Ta'ala puts the believers on. As if it is all yani, easy and clear, maybe people do not feel it. Now when you go and yani, try to find it, try to be on it, it's difficult, it's this. You know what, as the Prophet said to Aisha,
أجرك على قدر نصبك. The reward is as يعني difficult it is. والله أعلم. الله أعلم، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه.